Thank you so much. In just a minute, it's Sweeps Week, so today we'll be playing Strip Limericks. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Greg, no one is taking California's drought more seriously than the California Pool and Spa Association. Those good guys representing pool and spa manufacturers, they released a video this week saying that doing what can be a real water saver in this time of drought?
Fill your pool and live in it.
Well, what if you don't have a pool?
Exactly.
What if you don't have
California?
One?
Dude.
I'm sorry. What if you're one of the three or four benighted people left in California who don't have a pool in their backyard? What does the California Pool and Spa Association say that you should do in order to save water in the drought?
Dig a shallow ditch.
And do what with it?
Fill it with whatever water you can find.
To make a?
Small pool of your own devising.
That's right. Build a pool. We got there eventually. Yes, the California Pool and Spa Association, they're the lobbying group in which all the guys are wearing business Speedos. They released a video called Let's Pool Together. They claim that if you want to conserve water during the drought, the best thing to do is install a 20,000-gallon pool in your backyard and fill it with water. Their argument is that as much water as you have to put in your pool, it actually uses less water over time than a lawn. Yeah. How are you dealing with the drought, Greg? You're a Californian.
Well, I take very short showers now, usually with everyone on my block. We all get together.
It's great. It's bonding.
They don't give you water anymore in restaurants, which is exciting coming to the Midwest and watching them plunk down a big glass of water in front of you. I'm like, can I take that home? And then I remember, no, the TSA won't let you.
Yeah, you are. Damn it. Greg, Obama, President Obama, is in the last quarter of his presidency. He's now free to do the
correct.
Thing. That's right. Tom, next question for you. So President Obama's last quarter of his administration. He's now free to do the things he wants. So this week, the White House revealed his new what?
Drag racing career.
That would be exciting. No, I'll give you a hint. They've got both swooshes and the presidential seal.
Oh, he's becoming a typesetter. He's always wanted to do it.
He got these when he visited Nike last month.
Oh. He's going to wear tennis shoes? He got a new pair of athletic shoes?
He got a new pair of shoes, and he revealed them this week.
To wear with his ucky high-waisted jeans?
This week, the White House showed pictures of these pair of new Air Jordan Obamas. Retail price, $700. The special presidential Air Jordans are just like normal Air Jordans, but they come with Republicans who point out that Jordan is one of those Muslim countries. Roxanne, good news. Bloomberg News reports that senior citizens are more active than ever. Specifically, senior citizens are doing a whole lot more what?
Having sex.
No.
They're not?
I wouldn't know. I'm not yet that old. Here's your hint could be, I want 20,000 in unmarked large print bills.
Robbing banks?
Robbing banks, apparently.
No,
that's
really?
That's what senior citizens are up to.
Wait.
Grandma apparently wants her purse filled finally with something other than crumpled up Kleenexes and cough drops. According to Bloomberg News, there's a big rise in bank and jewel heists by senior citizens. Most notable is Germany's Grandpa Gang. They've robbed 12 banks, and they nearly botched one of their getaways because, and this is true, one of the desperados had to keep stopping to pee.
You gotta pull over. We just stopped. No, I gotta pull over. The police are right in our tail.
Well, criminals grow old, too.
That's true. I'm not going to learn a new
trick. I don't think it's like old people suddenly turn bad. It's like bad people suddenly turn old.